Hey guys, Diz Life Mark here, and I want to tell you all about the official travel partner here at Chip & Company. Let our good friend Sarah at Destination to Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Sarah specializes in planning dream vacations for your family. She's an authorized Disney vacation planner, and she can help with every step of your magical vacation. The best thing is that her services are 100% free. Want to travel beyond Disney? Sarah has you covered there too. Want to find out more? Fill out a trip request form over at the website at Chip & Co. or email her directly at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com. Start planning that dream vacation today. Email her at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com.
Hello, fellow fans. I'm Mark, and with me to lighten it up this week is Brian.
Hey, everyone.
Woo! Welcome, everyone, to UWF Light. It starts now.
All right, let's do this one last time.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Football is life.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
X never, ever marks the spot.
Is Star Wars the one with the little wizard boy?
This is the way.
Avengers! Assemble.
Ah, oh, chills. Literal chills.
Mark and Brian, United We Fan Live, is not recorded in front of a live studio audience. It's just recorded in front of themselves. Hello, fellow fans. Thank you all for uniting with us as we talk about all things fandom. Please give us a rate or review wherever you listen so we can unite with more fans out there on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Follow UWF on Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, and Discord to have more fun with us. And now it's time for Mark and Brian.
Yes, everyone. Brian, hello. How are you, Brian?
And thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can I just say that Star Tours pre-show is one of the saddest every time that robot falls into the pad that raises up and then you hear it scream and then... What?
Eh.
What? There you go. Well, we said it, friends. This is United We Fan Light. You all turned out for it in numbers. We appreciate it. So we're going to see if we can keep it going, entertaining you all. And to make it extra spicy, not only are we lightening things up, but Brian and I are doing this show shirtless.
Why else would my camera be off? It has nothing to do with a bad internet connection. It's just about wanting to protect my sanctity.
Wait, that, man, I'm going to also turn off my camera, whatever. So welcome everyone to UWF Light, where Brian and I talk about whatever we feel. Say Random Rushmore, Brian.
The game where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Me. Just because we're lightening things up doesn't mean I can't throw out a Random Rushmore. Brian, for all those listeners out there, randomness is because Brian is super smart and I want to trip him up. Brian, I have been thinking a lot about the one, the only Brendan Fraser, and I need a Rushmore from you of your favorite Brendan Fraser movies.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that The Mummy's coming back to theaters?
What, Brian? What a great segue. April 26th. The Mummy returns to theaters. That's right, everyone. He's getting his cup of coffee 25 years later. Brendan Fraser, The Mummy. I will be seeing it. You better believe it. And AMC, please show it in the Dolby Theater because I would love to feel that movie and see it how it was meant to be seen. Brian, will you be seeing it? I'm saying seeing a lot.
I don't. It's just the one day, right? Like, I don't think I've got the time on that one day, so I think I'm out.
I thought it just said returning to theaters.
Oh, I thought it was just the one day.
All right. Well, while you're giving me the Rushmore, I'm going to check this out real quick. Go.
Sounds good. I am going to go with The Mummy. That is going to be the first one. What was that one he did with Elizabeth Hurley?
Blast from the Past.
No. Bedazzled. Blast from the Past is
Elizabeth
on there,
Hurley.
Though.
Sorry, not...
Reese Witherspoon.
Alicia Silverstone.
My bad.
Man, we are both.
Reese Witherspoon did, what was it? Pleasantville. They kind of came out at the same time. Yeah, Blast from the Past, The Mummy. I had a thing for Elizabeth Hurley, So Bedazzled, I watched a lot, but I feel like that movie probably hasn't aged super well. So I'm not going to say that one. Let's see. The Whale is going to be on there. His Oscar winning performance. I like that movie. I mean, it's sad, but I like that movie. And my final Brendan Fraser. I'm going to go with Dudley Do-Right. I was obsessed with that movie, and it is 3.9 on IMDb. George of the Jungle. I don't love George of the Jungle as much as others do. I'm gonna stick with Dudley Do-Right as my number four.
Okay. Did you ever see The Scout?
I did not.
What about Airheads?
I've seen Airheads. I guess I don't consider that a Brendan Fraser vehicle, but I suppose it is.
Encino Man.
I've seen Encino Man. I thought about that and intentionally did not choose it.
We're getting into the Pauly Shore days. So looking at, it says in theaters April 26th. I don't see anywhere it says one day only.
Okay. Then yes, I will probably go see it.
That would be an awful decision on Universal's part to only have it. Brian, I think
we're
going to
get
rank
a lot of these releases. Like Star Wars is doing it. They're doing it with The Mummy. Yeah. All the lack of films coming out this year. Yeah, 100%.
Can you rank the Mummy movies for me?
Got 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
3 was the 2 was the Scorpion King one, right? With The Rock.
Yeah, there are the Scorpion King in there.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
I want you to do Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. That one hurt. I saw it for free. I still wanted my money back. I know I've made that joke before. I don't care. But yes, the Mummy returns April 26th in theaters. Brian, are you a fan of the Mummy ride? Do you like the upgrades? Have you ridden the new upgraded, cleaned up version that they did over at Universal Orlando?
When did they clean it up?
Within the last year.
No, then I have not ridden that. I like the Mummy ride in Florida is way better than the one at Hollywood Studios in California. That one just goes forward and backward on the same track.
That one's gone.
Is it gone?
Oh. Yeah.
Recently, then.
Sorry, California friends.
Wait, no, it was.
Am I crazy?
I think you are. I'm pretty sure it's still there. But no, the one I have not ridden it in the last year. But no, I love that attraction. The fun surprise that you have when you think it's over, but it's not actually over, is kind of fun. No, it's a great ride. I love The Mummy. That's the best Brendan Fraser movie by a lot.
Hang on. I'm fact-checking everything about me because I feel like I'm making things up. All right. Fast and Furious, Despicable Me, Harry Potter, King Kong, Mario Kart. Wait, is that it? No, that can't be the only rides they have there. I think that is.
I am showing gone. Revenge of the Mummy is open until 10 p.m. tonight at Universal Hollywood.
All right, you got it? Okay. All right. That's my bad, fans. I let you down.
It still exists. But it's not as good as the one in Florida.
Yes. I get a headache on that one. But anyways. All right. So yes, the Mummy. Also, the weekend of this release, Brian, something big is also being released. I don't think it's going to be quite as popular as Us, but it'll be for your listening pleasure, just like we are. Taylor Swift coming out with a new album. So the very talented, always working. I think she could challenge you and Rob as far as the hardest working people in entertainment. So Brian, will you be listening to it opening weekend?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have you checked out Beyonce's Cowboy Carter?
No. I've heard the Texas Hold'em song.
Yeah, heard that one. I've given a couple of tracks a check out. I will still say my disclaimer so that we don't get hated on. Beyonce is very talented. Am I one of her biggest fans? No, I don't quite get the hype. But good on Beyonce for a big album. And I'm sure Taylor's, Tay-Tay's album will also be huge. Brian, what music are you excited for coming out? By the way, I am still jamming out to Blink-182's latest album because of you.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's it. That's all I got. I do. I'm in the podcast game, sports podcast specifically, and what we do here. Not that I listen to all of our stuff over and over because I'm not that narcissistic.
I do. No, I don't. I do. Anyways, speaking of our stuff, we are on Discord, and listener Patrick gave us a shout out to say he agreed with other listener Patrick about enjoying the 2016 Ghostbusters. So thank you for that. And thank you guys for checking out our Discord. We appreciate that. We will get that link up again. Check it out on Instagram.
And I thanked Fabio last week. He said, just because I said he lives in you is better than Circle of Life does not mean I meant it was better than every other song on the Lion King soundtrack. He agreed with us ultimately that there was better songs, but it was just comparing those two songs. So we misrepresented his opinion. So we apologize publicly.
Yes, we do. I misrepresent Brian's opinion all the time. So everyone, I apologize for that. So, yeah, but I'll try to be better. I'll take the hit on that one. I'll try to be better on that. I did just see in theaters Monkey Man. So if you're looking for a very bloody, violent action flick in the same way of John Wick and Old Boy, check it out. It won't disappoint. Dev Patel's directing debut, and I think it's his action, this kind of action debut as well. He was in Green Knight, Slumdog Millionaire, Newsroom, and he did a great job with it. So check it out if you're looking for a hardcore action flick.
Never gave us your Brendan Fraser Mount Rushmore.
Blast from the Past, The Mummy, Gods and Monsters, I think, is on my list. And then
I don't know Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it's about the director who did like Bride of Frankenstein and all that. Oh man, I think I might go Airheads. So Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler.
We did just get a trailer for Joker Folie à Deux. What do you think?
Didn't wow me, didn't surprise me, felt, you know, kind of basic with the clips and all that. So I'm there's going to be another preview out there that I'm sure is better.
If they're telling me it's a jukebox musical and it's songs that I'm going to know, like what the world needs now is Love, Sweet Love is not qualifying as songs that I care to hear. Like if you're telling me it's 15 songs I know, okay, yeah, I guess I know that song, but it's not a song that I necessarily care about hearing. So I hope there's a little more updated and fun ones. Lady Gaga actually pulls off the Harley Quinn look.
Yeah.
So I'm there for that. And I legit think that ending shot with the lipstick on the glass and then him like lining up his mouth behind it is actually a really cool shot. So yeah. I think artistically, it's going to be, I mean, probably to be honest, too artistic, which is my criticism of the first one too. But, I mean, will I see it? Yeah. Am I like overly excited about it? No. But am I happy that I think I know how to pronounce it? I am.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't move the needle for me. I guess that's just my bottom line. So the first Joker movie just isn't aging that well with me as well. So
I don't think I've seen it. I think I've only seen it the one time, maybe twice, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it very often.
This week, what did Mark watch instead of The Bear? I'm sorry, Brian. I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry, because if you were sorry, you would have rectified it by now. At this point, it's just a running gag and you can never watch it.
I know. Instead of watching The Bear, I watched Community.
Hey, I'll take
that. I'm just kidding. I didn't. Oh, I just wanted to punch you in the heart twice. I know. Sorry.
Ouch.
I know. I watched Newsroom, Aaron Sorkin, Jeff Daniels. 3 seasons on HBO.
You somehow watched something older than Community.
Huh? Oh, right.
Newsroom's old.
Look, I'm happy that so many of you enjoy Community. I'm happy there's going to be a movie. I'm well aware that Chevy Chase will not be invited to the movie.
Well, he's dead. Spoiler alert.
Oh, did they kill his character off?
Yeah.
Dang.
It leads to one of the best episodes.
Oh, okay.
Which they did a COVID lockdown like table read, and Walton Goggins' character was not available, so they had Pedro Pascal come instead, and he couldn't get through the script without just busting up. Very, very funny.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that kind of entices me to watch it. Does that make you feel better?
You should have been enticed a long time ago, but that's all right. Because they kill off Chevy Chase or because they had Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. No, it's funny. But I don't think it would be as funny if you don't know the episode.
I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sorry, everybody, for fans out there of The Bear and Community. Like I said, I have a deadline to watch The Bear before the new season, and I will hit that deadline. So then the segment will become, what did Mark watch instead of Community?
Speaking of, so what did you watch instead? Oh, yeah, you watched Newsroom. No, thanks.
Yeah. So I was in an Aaron Sorkin mood.
Speaking Brian, of The Bear, though, Jeremy Allen White, who plays Carm from The Bear, he's going to be starring as Bruce Springsteen in an upcoming biopic.
I need us to take a break from music biopics. All
music biopics? Yeah. No, there's a lot of them. That was my thought process, too. I'm glad you're along the same boat.
When they announced it, I said, great casting. Wait, I thought Timothy Chalamet just got cast as Bob Dylan for another music like one.
Oh, no thank you on any level. I don't care about Bob Dylan, but then you cast that guy, I'm out.
Ooh, that could be a hot take.
Feeling hot.
I feel like I'm not alone in not liking Bob Dylan at this point. Yeah, but you're an old soul.
No. I was going to say, I don't hate him, but is he something I need to be in the mood to listen to? Yes. Does that mood happen often? No.
I think what annoys me the most about Bob Dylan is his concerts are all different, but they're all songs that he wants to sing. And they're like 90% of stuff that nobody in the crowd knows. And sure, if you like want to see your favorite artist just like be weird and whatever, I'm all for it. But I'm not going to spend the money when I don't even know what I'm going to hear.
Yeah, I'm ready for a break. But then again, also, I know that in the pipeline, there's a Bee Gees story coming along. I was super excited when I thought Kenneth Branagh was going to direct it. But then I'm hearing rumors that Ridley Scott is going to direct it. And I wanted to throw a record through the window. Ridley Scott's been super missed for me. And I'm a huge Bee Gees fan, so that upset me.
Like I said, you're an old soul.
Good morning. I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
I think there should be a Dolly Parton. No, I don't want a Dolly Parton movie. I want like a limited series Dolly Parton thing. But I think they would screw it up if they did limited series. I don't know what I want.
You don't want any more. You don't want any more music biopics. I'm right there with you.
I need a break. Yeah, we were on a break, Brian. So, yeah, maybe, I don't know, what is there a biopic that we really want? Not really movies, and I'm a movie guy. I don't even want any more movie bios right now. Sports? I feel like there's got to be a Caitlin Clark movie out there somewhere. Brian, how was your bracket in the end?
I took second in the Diz Life Bracket Challenge, all because I had the correct national champion. That was simply all that was. And I was thinking back on it. I think this is the very first time, at least the first time in my recollection, I've actually had the correct national champion, which is super sad for women's? How much men's.
Okay.
Women's, I didn't fill one out. I probably would have. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty familiar with South Carolina's game. I probably would have gotten there, but there is news in the world of baseball, since we're talking sports. My favorite player of all time, Matt Holliday, has a kid, and that kid has just been called up by the Baltimore Orioles. Jackson Holliday is making his major league debut the day we are recording this podcast.
He does. And who are they playing?
I don't know. Are they playing the Red Sox?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. At Fenway, then. He gets to make his major league debut at Fenway. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You're even wearing a jersey right now with the number 7 on it to show your support of him. Oh, very nice of you. Oh, my
God. For everyone listening at home, I'm wearing a Saints number 7 Danny Werfel jersey.
That's honestly sadder.
It might end up in the donation bin. I'm not going to lie.
Danny Werfel.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm ready for it. Take it. Yep. So, yeah, the Red Sox, I'm not ready to talk about them. They got hit with the injury bug pretty hard this week. So we're going to see how that all pans out. But I do have one gripe. I mentioned Caitlin Clark earlier. It's great publicity for female sports, and she's going to go to the WNBA. And I don't understand the former players, the current players of the WNBA, who are just taking out their frustrations and criticizing her when she's going to bring viewers to the WNBA, and which is great for the sport that needs publicity. I don't understand where their logic is in taking a dump on her. So, you know what, Caitlin Clark, go out there and show them how it's done. Go Kobe on them.
Yeah. I'm going to keep a lot of my opinions on this one to myself. But she's good for the sport. They just announced the television schedule for the WNBA season. 36 of the Indiana Fever's 40 games are going to be nationally televised in some form or fashion, so people can capitalize on the Caitlin Clark mania. I think it's catching a lot of people off guard that, hey, we just finished watch her playing, and they think they need to wait a year before the next season starts when they can watch her play again. But WNBA season starts in like a month. The draft is Monday. So it starts really quickly. So that's going to be part of it too, is the Caitlin Clark fever can just continue to, no pun intended, Indiana fever, Caitlin Clark fever can continue to just build momentum. And she's a lot of fun, but I think there's a lot of resentment for people that came before her that wished they had gotten the attention sooner. But the simple fact is her style of game translates better than some others. Will she be the WNBA MVP her rookie year? No. But is she going to make that number one team of the Indiana Fever much better? Because yeah, she's playing with Leah Boston and other very talented players, and there's only 12 teams in the league, so there's only 144 players. She's gonna be one of the top 10, and therefore she's gonna be one of the best. So we'll see what happens, but the little I do know about the WNBA world is the Las Vegas Aces are still probably gonna win it.
Yep. I was about to say, from what I know, the Aces are, they're built to win now, so.
Which is why they have the last couple of years.
Let's see. Coming to an end here in theme park news, we have Halloween Horror Nights just announcing their dates starting in August. So
single event tickets are on sale. The passes are not yet on sale. These probably don't go until June, probably.
I was scared they were going to join Disney in starting Halloween in August. It's not as bad as Disney, who goes, I think, almost the beginning of August. But, man, my birthday is now in Halloween season.
I thought that'd be a good thing for you.
No.
When's the first date for Halloween Horror Nights?
I think it's the last weekend of August.
Because I think the first Halloween party for Mickey's Not So Scary is like August 18th or something around there, which is, that's crazy early to be celebrating Halloween. You're correct. No, August. Is this true? Is August 9th? That can't be that soon.
For Not So Scary?
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, so Halloween Horror Nights, though, it's a massive moneymaker, and especially when Epic Universe opens, think about how much they're going to be able to do probably more Halloween Horror Nights events because those parks won't be in the same demand as they are right now.
Yep. Good on Universal. They know they've got to hit it, and they're going to hit it hard. I believe in them. So good on them. Brian, before we conclude this episode, it is a light episode. Share with our listeners how you will lighten up your life this week. Is it a food item, a drink item, maybe going for a walk this week?
Is this where we insert our Miller Lite ad? No, I think this week I'm going to lighten the load because you're traveling. So if you have an episode or if you have a week or two where there's not a United We Fan, do not worry. Do not fret. We will be back. But there's just traveling and stuff that's going to be going on where we may not be able to get an episode out. So I may be able to lighten my load that way. But the simple fact is my work is now lightening up because we're headed into the summertime. So I'm excited about that.
Yep. To all the listeners out there, for any of our friends in the New York City area, I will be visiting you soon. So send me some recommendations on our Instagram or Facebook or Discord, letting me know what I should check out as far as shows, food. Might check out a Mets game to check that stadium off. Who knows?
Hey, there's something that you may not know about New York that you could go see. I've got a couple of recommendations for you.
Is it the best pizza place in the world?
Back to the Future, the musical. Probably never heard of it. And
Rob saw it. Listener of the show, Piano Rob saw it. Loved it. Highly recommend it. So,
and the Statue of Liberty. Not sure if you ever heard of that.
That's what I know about Liberty play.
Oh, that's my New York knowledge.
No, yeah, that's true. That's good. There's pizza. Sbarro, best pizza.
I think there's a place called Times Square. I don't know if anybody knows about that either.
Oh Lord. All of our listeners in New York are going to hit us. Well, that concludes this episode of UWF Lite. We thank you, fellow fans, for uniting with us. For those listeners who want to get in touch with the show, please do so. Brian, let them know.
Find us on Instagram at United We Fan Podcast. Shoot us a message on Instagram or at Facebook at United We Fan the Podcast. Join our Discord. Come talk to us. Have fun. It's a lot of fun.
Please give us a rate or review wherever you listen so we can have with more fans out there. Thank you again. Wherever you check out your podcast, listen to us there. To Unite Again fans, start spreading the news. Mark's leaving today. He wants to be a part of it. Take it, Brian.
New York, New York.
So proud of you.
Is Disney World home to you? Realtor Victor Naraki can help make it a reality. Realtor Victor Naraki specializes in making your Disney home dreams come true. Second homes, investment homes, retirement, relocation. With Victor's input, he will show you the home opportunities that you don't get to see as a tourist. Imagine being at the park in minutes, walking around the World Showcase for daily exercise, watching the fireworks in your own backyard, or having Disney Springs as your local mall. Have you ever heard of Windermere, Winter Garden, Horizon West, Dr. Phillips, Claremont, Lake Nona, or Disney's own Celebration and Golden Oak? Victor will introduce you to these communities, which are just minutes to the magic. Stop imagining a Disney life and start living your dream today. Call Victor at 407-340-9375. And don't forget to mention that you heard all about Victor here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Head over to celebratingflorida.com and start living your magical life today.